Thank you for listening to Gloria Juggles with Everyday Struggles. My name's Gloria, and welcome to a new episode.
Welcome to week two. This week, I want to talk about something that I can't seem to run away from. This question that people continue and continue to ask me. And it doesn't matter where I am. It's old teachers, family members, friends. So here it is. What are your plans post-graduation? I mean,
I understand. This is a completely reasonable and sensible question. One that for a really long time I felt like, you know, I should have an answer to. For years, my answer was, well, I want to be a teacher. I want to become a teacher. And I don't know really if I ever went through the doctor or the lawyer stage or had this crazy desire to do anything else. I always had English teachers in my life who made this huge impact on what I did and what I decided to do, and inspiring me to write and to read and to just be who I was. And so I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to have an impact on someone young, and it didn't need to be all my students. It didn't even need to be five, just one. One student that I knew I could have an impact on in the same way that my teachers had an impact on me. But as true as this was, a lot of the times I was answering in the way that I was because I felt like I needed an answer. I felt like without an answer, it would make it seem like I had no plan or no aspirations, or like I didn't want to be anybody. And I never wanted to seem like the type of person that didn't want to be anybody, you know? I struggled with that. With that specifically, with me seeming like I was going nowhere. I always wanted to seem like I was going somewhere. And so it was teacher. Teacher was where I was going, and I didn't want to change that. I didn't want to think otherwise and second guess myself, because that was also not something that I wanted to be. Someone who was unsure of themselves, who changed their answers, and, you know, someone who seemed like they didn't know what they were talking about. So I guess we can get to the infamous how I got into theater story. Sophomore year of high school, I had an English teacher approach me and told me I should really get involved in the school play. Auditions are coming up and you should try out. I said, well, I really don't know the lines. You don't need to know the lines, just come. I said, okay, I'll come, no problem. And so I got there and try out, and I am Rebecca Gibbs in our town. A small and confused girl with a whole lot of questions. Younger than I was at the time, but definitely not unlike who I was at the time. I had a million and one questions, and I felt like none of them could ever be answered. And now that would be the new question. What is this theater thing that I didn't know I had in me? I didn't know I cared about until an English teacher, funny enough, came up to me and said, "Do it." And so I did. And that's when it really would change. That's when I realized that, you know, maybe there's something here that I enjoy. And so I guess I put teaching aside. And I didn't really put it aside for anything I knew I wanted to do. I put it aside because I realized that maybe that wasn't what I cared to do. And so I was struggling. I was coming up with all these possibilities, and it's like, well, where do I go from here? And so fast forward, I'm a theater major, and I'm just going. I'm taking scene study courses and theater history courses, and I'm learning how to write programs. I'm doing all these things, and I have no set plan. I have no, this is where I know I want to go. This is where I know I need to go, and this is how I need to do it. And I spent so long not being okay with not knowing. That I would think right now I'm not okay with it, you know? I think right now there's some sort of panic, and some sort of, well, what do I do, and how do I do it, and kind of, what am I doing? But there isn't. Oddly enough, and knocking on all the wood, there's no fear. There's no fear that I won't find it. There's no fear that I won't become something and do something and be something. All just freedom to be somebody I didn't know I wanted to be. I don't really know what it was. I don't know if it's stars, universe, or quite literally nothing, but maybe something aligned, and maybe something made it so that I had to be where I was when I was, in order to find something that I loved. I mean, really truly love. Not even loved, something that I've dedicated so much time to and so much passion to, that wouldn't have been there, that I wouldn't have experienced had someone not very effortlessly said, just come, just try it out, and see if you like it. And I didn't like it. I adore it. Everything. I adore the backstage. I adore the onstage. The coaching, the teaching, the adrenaline. Every single part of it. And I just had to relinquish fear. I had to let it all go. So, what does this have to do with? What are your plans? events post graduation. I don't think it's realized the pressure, the weight that question holds. Careers are so not set in stone anymore. Somebody somewhere is gonna squirm, but what I'm doing now and what I decide to do in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years might not be what I'm doing in the next 10, 20, or even 30 years. And so, I mean, why do I need to know? Why do I need to be so sure? Why the weight? Weight, I mean, like W-E-I-G-H-T. Really hope I spelled that right. Why that? Why the expectation? Why the pressure? Why all of it? I understand genuinely being curious and wanting to know and keep up with the lives of the people that you care for or catching up with or whatever it is. And I don't expect it to stop. I mean, I'm okay with having that conversation. I'm okay with coming up to someone or someone coming up to me and we talk about things and then they say, like, well, do you have any plans? I'm not okay with saying no, not really, and someone looking at me like, well, you should get a hold of that. Because I shouldn't. It'll come. And that's okay. If I had not let it go, if I had not let myself explore, while still keeping all the motivation, I wouldn't have found it. I wouldn't have found something that I genuinely and thoroughly loved. And I couldn't be more grateful. And if there's a message, if there's a lesson or anything like that, I guess it would be to try new things, to dream, to allow yourself to breathe. Because if I didn't allow myself to do that, I wouldn't be here today. I'd be studying English somewhere. That's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't be talking how I am and putting out the message that I am, because I wouldn't have allowed myself to know that there are other things, and that's okay. So that's what it is. Feel free to explore. Feel free to allow yourself to explore. And don't let people's insecurities and judgments and people's need to be secure and for you to have an answer to everything. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it get in your way. Because as soon as it does, you get lost. You lose yourself in that. And that could be really dangerous. I sit grateful every day for this English teacher coming up to me and telling me to try it. And I think I'll sit grateful forever for it, too.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I really thank you for listening. Please remember to check back in next week, and if you really enjoyed it, please just let people know about me. Thank you.